Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Here we go.
Here it is.
I don't know. Holy smokes, October.
October the 3rd.
October. It's October, and it's 185 degrees here in Vegas.
Yeah, still.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, here we are. The Doodoo and Foo Show. It took me a minute. I had to take the logo down because I had, I had something I had to put the CSN logo up, so it took me a minute to find the logo. But here we are, the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
Foo and Doodoo.
Yes.
Well, let's get started. Had some Dickie's barbecue.
Yep.
Cold. My fault.
Nah, it's all good.
No barbecue sauce. Their fault.
Their fault, yep.
But pretty good. I mean, it was some brisket, some chicken. We had a brisket sandwich. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to give it another shot, hot and with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce would have been
I don't understand that. It's an odd one, but not bad. You know, season started. Paul was here last week. That was fun having Paul in.
I had a blast. That was great, man.
That was great having Paul in.
Yeah.
Good job, Paul. I'm going to talk about Paul in a little bit. Let me put him in my notes. Don't forget to talk about Paul.
Yeah,
Paul and Bobby.
That was a blast.
For me, it's been a crazy week just because first day of October 1st, officially now, assistant AD and all that stuff that comes with it. I'd kind of been doing it anyways, but now it's official. And first day of practice was Tuesday. We had a home soccer match on Tuesday, volleyball Friday, volleyball Saturday, media day for basketball tomorrow, a 6 a.m. practice.
Podcast
on Saturday.
On Thursday.
Podcast on Thursday. The guy, the Uber Eats guy. So I told you this, but I order Uber Eats and I schedule it to get here between 5 and 5:30. Yeah. But you Uber Eats, you never know. And then we're doing a drill. We're doing an advantage drill where I wanted to have it videotaped. So I used my phone and asked one of my kids that's out injured to film it.
Yeah.
So I put it on airplane mode so the filming doesn't get screwed up. And so I'm getting towards the end of practice, and I'm like, man, I haven't heard from Mike, and I haven't heard an update on the food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's on airplane mode still. So I switched off airplane mode, and the guy's like, I'm out front. I'm leaving your food on the steps. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, I'm coming right. I said, are you here yet? And he's like, yes. So I go out there, and sorry, dude. But he was here at 5, you know, a few minutes early. But, Dickie's not bad. We'll give it another shot another day.
It was a little salty.
A little salty.
You could taste the butter on the bun, which was all right. But
it didn't knock my socks. I don't even feel full, to be honest with you.
Nah.
Maybe we'll give Dickie's another try.
Yeah.
Just maybe.
It's worth giving another try.
It's worth giving another try.
Yeah. Absolutely.
NBA trade. Break it down.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Cat to the Knicks.
Wow, does that even
Anthony
work?
Towns. You know, Dan, like we were texting when it happened. I obviously a blockbuster trade.
Big time.
Big time. Knicks needed a big
That's
guy.
That's a stat stuffer, man.
Oh, he is. You know, some regard him as one of the better shooting big men of all time.
Yeah.
He definitely spreads the floor, no doubt, which helps the Knicks. They need that. But me being a Knicks fan.
This is what we want to hear. This is what everybody wants to hear right here.
They were getting there, man. They were on their way. I think the piece that they really missed in the playoffs last year was Randle.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Right?
And if he was healthy, who knows?
Right. And he was in the trade. He goes to Minnesota with DiVincenzo. Yep. Now, DiVincenzo had probably a career year shooting the ball.
He did.
Right?
Yep.
But you had the Nova guys that called him the Nova Knicks, right?
Yeah,
and he was part
Nova
of that.
Knicks,
there was going to be four of them this year, but now three that DiVincenzo's on his way to Minnesota. Yeah. But I liked the cohesiveness that they had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was coming together. They were putting the pieces together. Yeah. They went out and got Bridges. I get it. They let Hardenstein go.
Yeah. So they need
They need a big guy. Robinson's not going to be available to December, maybe January. So I understand it. And they got they got a legit big guy, no doubt.
I think his blurred perception. What I mean by that is, very few people look at him like a stud. Like he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast.
He's a beast.
He can take over games.
Yeah.
Randle can too. If it's apples and apples, who do you take if you got one pick to finish off a team?
When they're both healthy.
Cat does a lot, man.
He does. You know, they both missed some games last year with injuries. But, you know, and I get it. Edwards came on at Minnesota, so that's obviously going to be their go-to guy now.
Yeah.
And Randle will be in the mix, and so will
DiVincenzo. And having Rudy, I mean, it's basically playing two fives. I know Cat can stretch the floor, but DiVincenzo's an interesting one because – I think his value with New York was warranted and reasonable. I'm sure he'll find a spot, but I don't see there's a lot of people in front of him, in my opinion. I don't think he starts. I don't.
Okay. It's going to be interesting.
But what does that matter? I mean,
right.
Jamal Crawford didn't start.
Right. What do they say? It's who's in at the end of the game, right?
Right. I just hope that, because I'm rooting for DiVincenzo. I like watching him play.
Yeah.
I like how he plays. And he's the type of guy that scares me in this way is if he's not on the right team in the right system, he's probably not going to be successful.
Right. And then
I think that's everybody, I guess.
I think that's why he was successful under Thibodeau.
Because that was.
And you got to play defense under Tibbs, right?
Yeah.
Cat's defense. Okay, well, and him and Thibodeau, they had differences when Thibodeau was in Minnesota, of course.
Yeah,
they both say that's behind him now. Yeah. Of course, we're going to say that, but let's hope it is because Tibbs doesn't care who you are; he'll sit you.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Right.
It's his way or the highway.
Yeah.
He's one of those, you know, just like Pop out at San Antonio, and you know those guys that have earned the credibility and. They've proven they can win, too. I mean, Tibbs was at Boston, so I'm very familiar.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. It's you don't really – that trade came out of pretty much nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't what anybody was talking about at all.
No, as far as being a trade, no, but the Knicks have they've had Cat on their radar for a few years now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I don't – and there's always been talk. Is this Randle's last year? Do they get rid of him? Is he traded at the deadline? So I guess with all the chatter between Randle and Cat, there's your trade right there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, interesting. Keeping it in basketball, boy, I hate to say this, the Aces are in trouble.
You know that.
I don't want to say they're in trouble yet.
No,
they play tonight, right?
Right, they play tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
they play tomorrow until they're out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, the defending champs.
They're the defending champs, but listen,
now you got to win two at home and head to New York.
Got to win two at home.
Spike Lee in your ear.
And, yeah, right. And,
don't have to Kelsey play. But, leave her alone, Spike. Yeah, Kelsey.
Kelsey's aces, no pun intended over here.
Leave her alone, Spike. Come on.
Yeah. But you know, the Liberty, what, 32-8 the last 2 years? They had the second best record behind the Aces last year, best record this year.
They're loaded.
Not just Stewie. You got Jones and you have Vandersloot
What's Sabrina,
her name?
Sabrina.
Lainey Hamilton, right? So, and Sabrina Ionescu. This is what the Liberty did last year, right?
Yeah.
Stewart.
Yeah.
Jones, Vandersloot, to win it last year, and they got to the finals.
And they got to the finals,
You know, and Ionescu was drafted before that, and like I said, Laney Hamilton before that, and they went out and got Brandello to coach a few years before that.
Yep.
You know, she won a title with Phoenix years ago. But this is what the Liberty went out and did a couple years ago, to win it.
Not to compete,
and
to win it.
And they went out and got some players,
And guess what they earned? Home court advantage, might be the difference in this one. Hopefully not. We're obviously rooting for the Aces. I just have a whole big stack of all-in towels, so we're all in. I hope they can find their way out of the funk. It's people are a little worried just because of some of the things that are coming out of the camp. You know, it's we'll see. Tomorrow's a big game. Well, tomorrow's it. Oh, the next three are in.
It is. You win or go home. Yeah.
You know, but it's tough to, you know, get a three-peat in any sport.
Oh, sure, sure.
All the teams are doing is trying to get better to beat you. So. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Connecticut Sun and Minnesota are tied up 1-1, I think. I think they're one each because Connecticut lost at home.
Yeah.
So the Aces, we're keeping a close eye on them. Baseball still coming down to the wire. I mean, are the playoffs set or there's still some movement?
No, they're set. Three of the first four series are moving on. The last series, we're in the playoffs. Game three of the Mets Brewers is right now, got a lead. Yeah, so, and then they'll go on to the second round starting Saturday.
So the Red Sox didn't make it.
Nah, they didn't make it. They didn't quite get there, yeah.
Where's Dwight Evans and Wade Boggs when you need them?
Freddie Lynn,
Carl Yastrzemski.
Carlton Fisk. Wade Boggs.
Come on, the guy, Wade Boggs, the famous first baseman. The ball went right through his legs. I know. So baseball's crazy. That's what happens, man. I'm so freaking busy.
Yeah.
I don't even know we're in there yet. And big football game tomorrow.
Yep.
Huge.
Yeah.
Tell the folks.
Syracuse finally makes their way to Vegas. First time playing UNLV. First time obviously coming out here. What is that, 6 o'clock tomorrow? I think the game's on Fox Sports 1, actually.
Allegiant
Stadium.
Have you seen a game there yet? Is your first
I have. A couple of NFL games there. Stadium's great stadium. They did it right. You know, the Davis family NFL did it right. Definitely state of the art.
Oh, yeah.
Very Big nice. Time. But, so I'll be going to that. I'll be there tomorrow watching that game. Good to see the Qs.
Can we get a prediction? I mean.
Whew, man, I know. Syracuse does have some offense, the quarterback, the receivers, the running backs, you know, with Allen and Gadsden and McCord.
You're a Vegas guy, but you're a Qs.
I root for Qs. I'm rooting. I'll have the hat on. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Qs.
I understand who you're rooting for.
Yeah, but the defense, I don't know, man. That game can go 50-50, and I get what UNLV's been doing. I get that.
Now we're sitting here. We're trying to get.
I'm trying to get something out of me. I know.
It's got to be 50.1.
It's one of those games that I can see going either way. But I'll take the Qs because I'd rather take the quarterback McCord.
Okay, quarterback.
Although their run defense, like I said, is, and UNLV can run, so that's going to be the problem right there. So.
Who do you root for? You got to root for the Qs, right?
Well, I'm rooting for the Qs, no doubt. Like I said, I have the Qs hat on and everything. We're sitting behind the Qs. I won't say the bench, but on their side.
Yeah, on their side.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll be there club level or wherever we're at. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I'll be here for a CSN volleyball game.
There you go. Go Coyotes.
We're taking on Yavapai. We're hoping to get our first home win of the year. Season's winding down, so these are critical games. But, yeah, I'll be doing volleyball Friday night and then – right back at it, volleyball Saturday, and all kinds of stuff happening. Getting back, we were talking off air a little bit. It was the first week of practice. Tuesday was the first day of practice, so we just finished our third day just minutes ago, probably less than an hour ago. And it's a little bit of a shift because a lot more conditioning, a lot more intensity, just try to go drill to drill to drill and, you know, short breaks and kind of make it more game-like. Still a lot of injuries, a lot of illnesses. We've got, including myself, it was myself and Kayla Terry both had COVID. So we were kind of banged up for 3 or 4 days. And so she's back. And another one had a stomach virus and she's back. And a couple injured. It's crazy with sports. You know, you got 14 kids and you're thinking, hey, 14. I would have actually liked 15 just to have three teams of five. What are you thinking? You're never going to, even if you have 15, you're never going to have 15.
Yeah.
It's just, what do you got to, And then a couple years ago, I had 17, and a couple kids stayed healthy, and I'm pulling my hair out trying to figure it out with 17.
Yeah.
But excited. I talked to, I talked to 3 out of the 5 graduates from last year. Aaliyah. She's been banged up at Utah Tech.
Mm, okay. Yeah,
and she's got cut an elbow to the temple yesterday.
Wow, okay.
She sent me the video. It's sports. It happens. Yeah. Hopefully she heals up and gets back on the court before we go out there and scrimmage them.
Yeah, there we go. She's
coming up.
Yeah.
Jordan's funny. She's like, I said, hey, what's up? How's it going today? And she's like, good.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ball is life, is what she said, and don't have time for much else. Or you know, she's like, I'm gonna update you later after practice. She's like, learning stuff every day, but I've never been more tired. She said, so they're, you know, that Division I level, and they're getting after
it's
it.
Different.
Yep. So yeah, and I've had a chat with Paige and KB about 2 weeks ago, and so yeah, it's man, it's season is here. The first month is gonna be over before we blink an eye. It's just crazy, man. And it's, even after all these years, it's hard to get used to that it looks so far away and then it's right around the corner and then it starts and then it's in the rearview mirror. And it's just, man, Father Time's undefeated in all things, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I had a couple kids in today watching some film, and I showed them one of my high school games.
Okay.
Because I wanted them to see us running our 33 and our and our, you know, running our stuff that we still do now back in 1989. And I was watching it last night when I was home, and there's Paul, our special guest from last week, Paulie, against Wareham, got in, and his energy level, like he said, he had to play a certain way to get in.
Yeah.
And I did too, to be honest with you. But my thing was to go out, block shots, and rebound.
Yeah.
And Paul got in and he didn't stop moving.
Yeah,
bum, 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 like a little water bug everywhere. Boom, steal, boom, assist, boom, 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 just everywhere. 2 minutes just to get our point guard a blow, my buddy Troy. But it was pretty interesting. Paul, fun guest last week.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
And for those of you who saw last week, we got the hitchhiker story after.
Yes, we did. Can't repeat it, but yes.
Can't repeat the hitchhiker story.
Yeah.
I did repeat it to Julie, and she wasn't.
What did she think of that story?
Oh, she wasn't happy at the end. She was Paul. Bob Marceau. I know it's a two-man game that you guys have with the hitchhiker, but it might be a three-ring circus now because I have I definitely am telling that story a few more times because it's a good one. But yeah, Paul was on here. That was fun, and the other mic worked and and away we go. Well, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Name changes. What were the Wizards before they were the Wizards?
Oh, shoot. The Bullets.
The Washington Bullets. What were the Titans before they were the Titans?
The Oilers.
The Oilers.
Right, yeah.
What were the Commanders before they were the Commanders?
The Redskins.
Ah, gotcha.
Shout out to Steve in Nebraska, Redskins fan.
I gotcha.
What's that?
You're not right.
What command should I say? What Commanders?
What were the Commanders before they were the Commanders?
What sport?
What were
the Washington football team?
The football team.
Yeah,
and then before that, they were
the Redskins. Good call.
That's a little
good
tweet.
No, yeah,
got him.
Yeah.
How about the Anaheim Ducks? What were they before?
The Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Yeah. Ah, tried to get them. How about the Rays?
And the Devil Rays.
Devil Rays. Yeah. How about the Pelicans?
Yeah, I know that kind of got goofy. Were they the Hornets?
They were the Hornets.
Right, that went back and forth, city here, city there, name change here. Yeah.
And who were they before the Hornets?
Where'd they come from? I can't forget where they came from. Were they? I don't know.
Still in Charlotte.
Yeah, I know, because the Bobcats. That's right. I know that was all goofy there. The name changes goofy. And everything. Yeah.
How about the Guardians?
The Indians.
Indians.
Yep.
All right, I got three tough ones.
Yep.
I think one you'll get. The other two, I don't think you'll get. Let's see if anybody else can get it. Anybody watching at home can get it.
There we go.
The Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs, you mean?
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a good one, yeah. I'm sure I've heard it, but probably did forget it.
I don't know. I did not know this one. I mean, it's before our time. Think two NFL teams in Texas.
Well, I was almost going to say the Oilers.
Nope.
No, they weren't there, so the Oilers were the original Oilers. Huh? They were Texans.
The what Texans?
The Dallas Texans.
The Dallas That's Texans. Right. Got it. That's right. Impressive.
I just got to think a little
the
bit.
The Chiefs were the Dallas Texans. I did not Years know that ago. When I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. How about the Astros? The
Colt 45.
Yeah. Look at this. You guys, come on. He brings the food to the doo-doo show.
Well, we bring up the Joe Morgan. Remember, we had with his number and Colt 45.
That's right. Oh, we got to get to that. We can't forget that. We got to get back to that.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yep.
The Jets.
The New York Jets?
Yep. Crazy.
They weren't the New York Titans, were they? No.
Yeah, they were.
Were they the New York Titans?
They were the Titans of New York.
The Titans of New York, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. I did not. You nailed it, man. Yeah. I knew you'd get all the easy ones. I didn't know you'd get the Astros that quick, but now you bring that up. You got that one. That was solid.
Yeah.
Pete Rose to Kimbe Mutombo. What are your thoughts?
Pete Rose obviously one of the best to ever do it. I mean, we go over top five players of teams history and everything, and. You know, Pete Rose, he could be your number one pick. Start him out as your team because he could play anywhere, bat anywhere in the lineup, switch hitter. Charlie Hustle for a reason, Charlie right? Hustle the way he reason. Played.
Might be able to pick a game or two.
I'll leave that one alone. But for obvious reasons, we got to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Obviously very. Complicated.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. For
no
sure.
doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Put him in.
Put him in, and I get it. I get what baseball does.
Will he now? I think he has a better shot now.
He will, and he knew that. He even said it. He goes, I won't see myself getting the Hall of Fame. He says, I'll be long gone by the time he gets in. One of these commissioners will get him in.
Yep.
I think baseball might lighten up on the rules. Because they're strictly what you do on the field.
It's what society does. It's what's going on with marijuana and marijuana charges. They're all getting expunged and, gambling. It used to be, the Vegas was the anti-sports place. Now every sport is coming. It will be here. So, I think that's he recognized that. He won't see it, but he'll get it. He's got to get it.
Well, he's got the all-time hits leader. He's just got one of those numbers that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that you remember.
How do you not? Yeah,
you know what I mean. It, 256. There's certain numbers out there in sports that go along with someone, and that's it. But it's too bad. But he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Julie bumped into him. She was with the kids. They were flying from Boston back to Vegas, and she bumped into him at the airport. And he was very nice.
Oh, yeah. Very,
very nice outgoing. To the kids.
Yeah.
And almost a little too nice to Julie.
Well, that's what he did during his playing days, as we know, But that was Pete Rose.
Julie tells the story better than I do.
That was
Pete
Rose.
I'm going
to
let her tell it when she comes in as a guest. But she's like, my Petey died. She didn't really do that. And then Dikembe.
Dikembe.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Two-time defensive player of the year in the Big East.
Yeah.
Four-time defensive player of the year in the NBA. Three-time All-NBA.
Yeah.
Six-time All-Defense NBA.
Yep.
Three-time block shot champ. Two-time rebounding champ.
Yeah.
His number 55 was retired by Atlanta and Denver.
Yep.
NBA's first global ambassador in 2007, built a 300-bed hospital in his hometown, donated the first 15 Huge. Millions, found the rest. Reason he did is because his mother died from lack of health care.
Mm.
man, he was, because, he was, that wasn't, that was kind of, you know, we grew up a little bit earlier, but Dikembe was when I was still watching a lot of NBA, you know, the Iverson team in Philly and even at Denver when he was first out there at Denver. And he was on the team that upset the 8, beat the 1, right?
Yeah, the Nuggets.
Because I remember him crying
on the Nuggets team.
The
beat,
Nuggets.
Beat
Denver.
Sean Kemp and the Sonics.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him at Georgetown too,
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He was, you know, second in blocks. He's he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. But and young, very young. That's too bad.
Yeah.
He former Knick also. He played with the Knicks for a little bit.
Yep.
It's too bad. It's sad.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's sad. But, and it's crazy because it's, man, he's all the, I think we've talked about it, I think once or twice in the show, but we're at a funny age, you and I. Like, the people that we watched are older. And, you know, again, we were just talking about Father Time's Undefeated. Yeah. It's tough to see people like Dikembe and Pete Rose a little bit older, but not that old.
No.
So Dikembe had, I learned this about him doing some research for the show, had this Chinese proverb that he swore by. And it kind of, when I say it, it'll make sense when he talks about like the hospital and him being an ambassador. He said the proverb is, when you take the elevator to the top, please remember to send it back down so somebody else can take it up. Can take it up.
Wow.
So he felt like I got to the top and I got to make sure I send that elevator down as many times as possible to get other people up here. So that was a Chinese proverb that he lived by. And I had never known that. Like, those are things you don't find out until, you know, somebody's gone and you learn things like that. But, obviously, you know, he's a giver. He was a giver. And, but he was taking away shots.
Yes.
The big finger wag, right? A lot of great memories of Dikembe.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, he made it to the finals there with Philly.
Yeah.
Him and, it was him and Sam Dellenbert. And who else is on that team? Was Keith Van Horn on that team?
He may have been. I know Keith Van Horn had a run at some point. Was it with the Sixers?
Yeah. But was he on that team? Obviously Iverson.
Van Horn. Raja
Bell.
Utah. Raja Bell. Okay, man, I'm trying to think of that team too.
Because Raja Bell, because they lost to L.A.
Yeah.
And Raja was clotheslining Kobe.
Shouldn't laugh, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but yeah.
Iverson's taking big steps over Ty Lue after he knocks down shots. And who did they have? T. Hill? Was Tyrone Hill? I think he was.
I'm trying to remember. Where's Smell? Skelly! Chime in. Kelly's team, the Sixers. What's up, Smell? But, I'm trying to remember team, man. Iverson was obvious, right? He was on that team, right? Because that was his shot.
Was Dellenbert?
Man, I'll be honest, Dan. I can't remember. Sean Bradley. Was that before? That was after Sean
Bradley? Bradley wasn't on the team.
That was after, right? Okay, I can't remember.
Yeah, Bradley, I don't think ever made it to the finals, but poor Dikembe and Pete, and there's a couple other actors and celebrities that are gone. This last couple weeks have been a little busy. All right, switching gears, here we go. Look at us, holy smokes, some days time goes by fast. Some days it creeps. All right, so this is an interesting one. We're gonna test your football knowledge.
Okay,
13 ways to score in football. See how many you can get. 13 ways to get points in an NFL game. I'm ready when you are.
Well, I mean, well, if we talk touchdown, you're talking like rushing touchdown.
There's one.
Receiving touchdown.
Two.
Right? Oh, shoot. Okay. Kickoff return, punt return.
Kickoff return, punt return. You got four. Nine to go.
Interception return.
Interception, pick six. Yep.
Fumble recover return.
Fumble recover return. Boom. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Safety.
Safety, boom.
Right. Field goal.
Field goal, boom. It's cooking with gas.
2-point extra.
2-point
conversion.
2-point
conversion. Boom. 1-point conversion.
Extra
right?
point, boom. You got three to go.
I think there's some goofy way out that was talked about years ago, and I forget it, but let's see what you could do here scoring-wise. Missed field goal return for a touchdown.
Missed field goal return for a touchdown. He's got two left, folks.
Did I say punt block for a touchdown?
You did not. Blocked punt for a touchdown. There's one left.
And a blocked field goal for a touchdown.
You did that.
How about a blocked extra point for 2 points go the other way, or interception on a 2-point conversion going the other
there
way?
There it is. Interception, 2-point
conversion
going
the other
way.
That's
the 13 ways.
Yeah.
Boom. Got him. Yeah. Whoa. Holy smokes. Take a breath, buddy. Breathe. That was one breath he did that.
That's
crazy. That was supposed to take 25 minutes. All right. See you guys next week.
That's crazy, right?
Mike's got it all figured out. That was impressive. That was impressive.
Well, we got time, right? Did you got anything else written down?
Oh, I got them all. Unless you got, well, you got something.
Well, I was gonna say, we can look it up here too and go one by one with talking about the Kimby.
Yeah.
All time black shot leaders. Yeah, you want me to look?
Yeah, look it up. Let me see if I'm. Why don't you look it up and okay. I'll see if I can. How many I can get?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And we'll go one
we'll
by.
We'll go top 10. See if I can name the top 10 shot blockers. This is total. This would be not per game. This would be total
numbers,
shots blocked.
Yeah, total shots blocked.
Yeah, you pull that up. I'm going to take a nap.
All right. Here we go.
I'm telling you, I go home at night. I am crash. Some of these days are long. Von Wade did not tell me how many hours this game would be. I'm just kidding. How many hours this job would be. Love my job. Love my new job. All right, I'm ready.
You're ready. I mean, I love could probably job. Figure out a few of them, but we'll let you. We're going to see what you got here.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go.
Want to do top five, top 10?
I'll try 10.
What do we got? Yeah, let's do top 10. We have time.
All right, I'm going to try. Let's go with, we obviously know Dikembe's on there, so I got 9 to go.
Yep. He's number two, by the way.
Is he number two? Okay, let's go David Robinson.
David Robinson is number six.
All right, so I got two. I got six.
I'm pretty sure
let's go. Geez, I'm going to go. Shaq? Shaq didn't block
Shaq
a lot
is number
shots.
Eight.
Shaq's eight. Okay.
Yep.
David Robinson.
Robinson.
Tim Duncan.
Right ahead of him at five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Bradley.
You know, I would have thought him two just top 10. Good enough. Call, but he's 15.
Yeah.
Good call. I would have thought the same thing up there.
But after it came out of my mouth, I was like, trying to take it back in.
Just probably not the longevity of the other guys.
Same with Manute Bol.
Manute Bol, 16, right? He would have been at the top 16, of my head, too, but he's right behind Bradley. Yeah. You're right.
What about Theo Ratliff?
Theo.
Oh, he's way down the list, apparently.
20.
20.
Not bad. Okay. 20, right. Yeah.
Shot blocking. All right, this is. I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get. Yeah, some.
You'll get once you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you'll get it.
Ben Wallace.
Good call, but 14 right ahead of.
All right, so I'm knocking out the teens.
Yeah, right ahead of Bradley.
John Sally. No, John Sally didn't. But he played a long time. No, he was.
He's not top 25. Not top 25 anyways. Okay.
Spider Sally.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I guess I got to go back to, obviously, Bill Russell. Bill Russell?
No.
Really?
Not top 25.
Are there some old names in there?
As for the top 10, no, there is.
Like, what's the, don't tell me the year, but how far back does the oldest go? 80s?
Yeah.
80s.
Yeah. A few of these guys played
Artis
in
Gilmore?
The 80s. One played in the 70s.
Artis Gilmore.
No.
Moses?
Nope. Actually, I think one started in the 60s, played the 70s, ooh, played the 80s.
Wilt?
Longevity.
Wilt Chamberlain? Wilt's got to be in there. No, he averaged a billion blocks.
I know he's not on there.
Why? He's on the top 20? Wilt Chamberlain.
And I will look that up after this to double check to make sure that these
numbers
I believe
are
right.
No.
Yeah, because... The leader, the number one overall guy.
Yeah. Kareem?
There you go. He's three. Right. He was number one when he retired. There you go. There was the guy from played in 60s, 70s, 80s.
Three. Yeah. Okay, Kareem.
Yep. One of them's your guy. You met the guy, I think you said, or you're right. Yeah, you met the guy. Big burly guy.
I said Moses.
Beard.
Oh, Artis Gilmore?
No. No.
Oh. Yeah.
The lefty. Eaton. There you go. Mark Eaton, number four. Yeah.
Four.
That's your guy right there. Yep.
Yeah, Mark Eaton. Yeah, I met him at a Retired Players Association dinner.
Yeah, there it is.
Jelly Bean brought me at the Four Seasons here in Vegas. And he's like, you know, all these guys that I grew up watching. And Jelly Bean's like, hey, he was talking to somebody. He's like, we're over. You want to grab the seats? We're over there and whatever, table 16. I sit down. Freaking Mark Eaton.
How
you doing? He's a freaking car mechanic in Utah now, or was at that. You know, he was obviously owned stuff. All right, so let's think.
So you got two, which was
I got two,
Mutombo.
Three, four, five, six.
You got three, so I need four, seven, nine, five, ten, six. And one. Yep.
Is one like obvious?
He was a great defender. Light on his feet. He's got a couple of rings. He played.
Dwight Howard.
Howard, he's 13.
I'm killing the teens.
Number one here, he played his college team. He played in this same city college.
Ralph Sampson. No. Ralph Sampson.
You're on the right lines there. Same college city. Akeem Olajuwon.
He's one?
He's one. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Akeem, yep. The Dream. That makes sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I need 7, 9, and 10.
7, 9, and 10. 10.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, let's have it.
Obviously, he has a nickname. Played for your team. Didn't start in the NBA with your team.
Okay.
Come over. This one might give it away.
Is he a guard?
No.
Are there any guards in those last three?
No.
No, all bigs, all centers.
Yep, all bigs, all fives.
Forwards, fives.
Yep.
All fives.
Fives.
Huh. All right.
Well, nine was a 4-5. He was a 4-5.
Okay. All right.
Your guy come over from the West Coast.
Yeah, Artis Gilmore's just, I can't get him out of
Yeah, the A-Train. Yeah, sure. A-Train
played for the Celts in the end. Oh, Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. Good. Good guess with the hints, but
Portland,
no.
Portland to Boston. No.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, West Coast. This guy come over from the West Coast. Championship teams.
Kevin Garnett.
For your team. Nope.
He's not the 4-5, huh?
Nope.
KG had a lot of blocks.
Yep, he played on
I'm
the
going Celt- west to east here.
He played on the Celts, won his championships with the Celts.
Won his championships with the Celts? Like the Bird, McHale?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Parrish?
Parrish. There you go. Robert the Chief.
Parrish is what, 7?
He is 10.
10.
Yep.
I should have got that because he played so long.
So long, right.
Because he wasn't like he blocked some shots, obviously. But he played so long. So I need 7 and 9.
7 and 9. 7.
What era?
Era 80s, 90s.
Okay.
We just talked about Dikembe, right? In the college.
Okay. Yeah, stop. Yeah. I got to get, it's either Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Is it Ewing?
It's Ewing.
Ewing is 7?
7. You were going to say Mourning, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, because Mourning's 11.
Is he 11?
Right behind the Chief, yeah.
So Ewing. Okay, so I need 9.
And I wanted to double check this guy. Yeah, he played 80s. His name, we call him his first name, but that's not his name. We call him his nickname is what we call him. He played for the Hawks, I believe the Pistons. I want to double check the teams. Let me double check the teams here.
Played for the Hawks. All right.
Played for the Hawks.
Played with Dominique in the Hawks? You said 80s?
Yep, in the 80s. He played in the 80s. His last year with the Hawks was 88. So he played,
Oh, I know. Is this the forward center?
It's the 4-5. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Well, he was 7-1, but they used him at a 4 sometimes too. They used him as a 4, I believe, at some time. Went to Clemson.
Oof. Yeah. Oh. Did he play for the Lakers for a little bit too?
Did not.
I was thinking. Is it Campbell?
Oh, you're thinking Eldon Campbell?
Eldon Campbell, didn't he play at Clemson?
He did play at Clemson, but not Eldon Campbell. This guy ended his career with the Hawks.
Ended the career with the
Hawks. In 95. So he started in 77 to 95.
Not John Konkak.
No. Good guess. No. It's he was Hawk. SMU, I think, but yeah.
Yeah, he was a Hawk.
Went to the Cavs. Then he went to the Pistons. Went to the Rockets.
Ended
with the Mavericks.
Not Brad Doherty.
Oh, no, not Brad Doherty.
Picking Cavs.
He was actually a first-round pick, this guy, out of Clemson.
I'm going to knock myself in the head for missing this one.
If you know the nicknames and the first name, maybe you'll get this. His first name is actually Wayne.
Okay, not Tisdale. Wayne.
Wayman Tisdale, no. Nope.
Wayne Turner. Wayne. Wayne, but we called him got it. Tree Rollins.
Tree Rollins, there it is. Yep.
Tree Rollins, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm going to look up the Wilt Chamberlain's blocks and see how accurate this thing is. Otherwise, we threw everybody for a loop.
I know. Didn't I do that last? Remember? I did like a Big East thing and they had like.
They had other colleges out there, yeah. But Tree Rollins. I was just getting ready to say we turned the sprinklers on the water.
Danny Ainge bit his finger.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. The big there fight you go. I forgot Boston. About that. That would have been a good. Yeah. Well, let's see what he had blocked.
Yeah, where's Will? That's crazy. He's not in the top 20. Because he had games where he had like 30 blocks.
Oh, the Mets take the lead as the update came across. This Met team doesn't die, buddy.
I love it.
Blocks, Will Chamberlain. Oh, but then again, when did they start recording blocks?
As a statistic, yeah. That's why I said how far back is the earliest guy.
See, and this doesn't have his blocks on here.
That's crazy. Because I've got to imagine he would have
been there. That's a good call, Dan. Let me just see if I go Will Chamberlain blocks, see if something comes up there. Doesn't have anything in stats for him.
And Dan Savage wasn't in the top.
Dude was 11. He was outside the top 10.
Dude was 11. But I'm bumping somebody. Yeah, I got to show you that video when we get off air. I got to show you the video of me blocking the shot, the ones I showed the kids today.
Well, it does say blocks per game. Chamberlain averaged 8.8.
That's insane.
Over 118 games. No, that can't be right. 118
he played
games?
More than 118. That's it.
So maybe those are his blocks when they started. When they started.
But listen, if he averaged 8.8, let's just call it 5.5 over his career, because he played a decent amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't Robert Parrish or Kareem, but he.
No, he played a lot of years.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, so that's why that's that's not on there. Wow. But we'll figure that out later. Come up with everything next week.
Yeah, I should know. I should know all of those.
I don't want to get too much dead air here.
That's funny. How about this? You brought up Frank the Tank, right?
Yes.
So he had one that I liked, and I want to hear. It's a tricky one. It's going to involve some thought.
Yeah.
Top five overrated athletes of all time.
Top five overrated athletes of all time.
As you think, unless you have one right off your bat, right off the top of the dome. Who's an overrated athlete?
You know where I'm going to go with the basketball.
If you say Tom Brady.
No. Between the Russell Westbrooks and the James Hardens, to me.
Yeah. Westbrook's a good call.
You know, and we talk about Eli. We know he's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Okay, how about this then?
Overrated, though. Okay.
How about Joe Namath? Now, hear me out on this now.
Joe Namath was Frank the Tank's number one.
There you go. Okay. Because
he said he won one game. That's what he did.
He made the so-called prediction, which he said he was just, you know, guy. Yeah. Reporter asked me, what's going to, well, guarantee we win. What's he going to say? We're going to lose?
Yeah, I guarantee we lose.
So that took off. Right. Joe Namath, under 500 record, more interceptions than touchdowns.
Crazy.
Right.
Oh, Frank the Tank didn't even hesitate. He's like, Joe Namath. It's not close. The highest, the most overrated. So that's one that he got. You know, he's got two basketball players in here. A hockey player and a baseball player.
Did he say, how far back does he go with the baseball player?
Fairly recent, retired now, but
because I know some look at, you know, I know Phil Rizzuto played on championship teams, and some look at his numbers
way sooner in your city, in your state, though.
No, it's probably got to be him.
And again, this
is he playing now?
No.
I was going to say, he might be thinking of Giancarlo Stanton, but Frank the Tank. See, he's a New York guy, obviously. He's a Mets guy, too.
He's a Mets guy.
As we know. Wow. I got to think like Frank the Tank here.
Oh, you nailed his number one. So yeah. There you go. Joe Namath. He was like, it's not close. Joe Namath's most overrated athlete in the history of athletics.
Did he play for the Mets, Frank the Tank's guy?
No, no.
He played for the Yankees.
And he's like, yeah, he's a huge name. But I just think if you put him on, he said, if you put him on the Brewers, he's Paul Molitor. But he just happened to be on the Yankees.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hmm. Pitcher or fielder?
Fielder.
Hmm.
Infield.
Okay, I was almost gonna say Jorge. I was almost gonna say Jorge Posada, the catcher. He didn't say Jeter, did he?
Did
he really?
He said Jeter. He's like, don't get me wrong.
Wow.
Numbers don't lie, but the success of the team elevated him more than how good he actually was. He said, put him on Milwaukee. He's Paul Molitor.
See, Fee and a couple of the guys would say that too about Jeter.
About Jeter, yeah. He said, don't get me wrong. He can play. A lot of these people can play. But so, yeah, there's Jeter.
Wow.
So you got two NBA guys. One still plays.
Yeah.
Tail end.
Russell Westbrook.
No. Nope. And no and no. Because I know the two that you're going to say. But we've talked about this one a couple times.
We didn't talk about it.
I think a
today.
Lot of people say this about him. It's... he's really good, but is he that good?
Like, he's playing today.
He's playing today. I don't even know what team he's on right now.
See, I was going to say Dwight Howard because they talked about this guy having a statue for the Lakers of all-time centers, which was ridiculous. Yeah, even when they said it, that was ridiculous. Yeah, but yeah.
He was a monster with the Magic. I mean, you can't take that away. He was a freak with the Magic. He was set up with the right guys. His physical abilities was out of this world, but I don't know. I'm not a hater of Dwight Howard, but I don't think he's the most overrated player. This guy gets it he gets this statement and this aura about him a lot, pretty much because he hasn't won a ring.
That's a good hint, actually. Still, he's played a long time, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he hasn't won a ring, and he's playing today.
He is a guard.
Chris Paul?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked Chris Paul's game.
I like Chris Paul's game. Yeah. He's just saying he's overrated. What has he done? It's like the old thing, you know, I guess you can talk about Westbrook and Harden. Like, yeah, they're great individual players, but what have they done? It's like the Charles Barkley thing. Charles is not overrated.
No.
Charles Barkley is a monster.
Great.
He just never won one. But
got there, but never
won
it.
Chris Paul gets that a lot, though. I think he does.
He got there, too, and didn't win it a few years ago.
But I'm saying he gets this... you know, talk quite a bit.
Yeah, but do you think I don't think he's Hall of Fame, though. So does Frank the Tank think he's Frank the Tank think he's going to get in?
Probably. I think he thinks he's
okay,
going to get
in. I don't know if he gets in. Okay.
So now you got one old NBA guy, which I thought was pretty crazy, and then a random NHL guy, big name, but...
Playing anymore?
No. A long time ago. Not quite Bobby Orr a long time ago, but, you know, like.
He's not thinking Mark Messier, is he?
Nope.
No.
Flyers.
Did we mention him before? Eric Lindros.
Eric Lindros, yeah. He said.
I think he got banged up, too. Didn't he come down with concussions, too? But no, yeah. Eric Lindros, man, when healthy and he first came, he could play, man.
Could dominate a game.
And you liked his game, right? A little bit.
I like
Lindros. I know you did. I kind of did too. You didn't want to face Lindros.
I'm not a big hockey guy, right? So it's not my sport unless the Bruins are playing, right? Or the old school Red Wings I used to like, Pavel Bure and those guys.
Sure.
Like Steve Yzerman. And
I did
like, and I liked it because of the Nintendo game, believe it or not. Sega game. But yeah, Eric Lindros, when he came out, he was one of those guys. It was like, let me try to think of an example. It was like, what's his name with the Jets in football? Not that he was a great player, but you had to, Mark Gastineau. Like, I could watch Mark Gastineau play all day.
Yeah.
Just because he was bananas.
Yeah, like, he
was Gronk before Gronk got there.
Yeah, he was bananas, and everybody thinks of, thinks of that defensive line, you know, with Klecko and Salam and Marty Lyons.
Yeah.
You know, Klecko was probably the best of them, right? He's the one in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
But how can I forget the nickname of that right now? But Gastineau was just an animal.
He's a beast. Right? So that's how when I watched Eric Lindros play, I'm like, he looked like a man among boys, and they were all men in the NHL.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, this is Frank the Tank. This is not mine. And the fifth one, I'll get you there. I don't understand this one. But he may be right, and it's probably the same mindset as Lindros, just got banged up, so he never became what he...
Oh, Bill Walton?
No. Orlando Magic.
And you said he was a guard?
A tall guard.
And he got banged, not Hardaway.
Yeah, Penny
really?
Hardaway, yeah.
Really?
That was his fine. Penny Hardaway, and I think the order was... I think it was Jeter 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Hardaway 4. Chris Paul 3. Lindros 2. And Namath, he had 1. Namath was like...
But he's right about that with Namath. I mean, he had granted, he won it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you look at his numbers, man... Yeah.
That's crazy. More interceptions than touchdowns.
More interceptions than touchdowns. Under 500 record. And granted, he had the bad knees too, right?
Yeah.
And he might have held on too long, too. I think he ended with the Rams. Yeah. But, you know, it's tough for these guys to give it up. But
So that's his list. What's a name or two you think when you sport, you're like, I can't even watch. I know we know about Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah, no, I'm not really like that with too many guys.
Yeah.
Baseball,
no pitchers that you're like, they get the fanfare or hitters like, you know. Was Curt Schilling as good as... Does he deserve the
I'm
shine?
Not going to knock on him like that.
He bloody sock for the Red Sox.
I don't know if I'd put him in the Hall, but if they do, I probably wouldn't have a problem with that.
Pedro Martinez.
Pedro was good. No, I like Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro's fun to watch.
He ended up with the Mets at one time, but he was fun. He was fun to watch.
I'm just trying to think of big names. I'm not saying these are people. I'm just trying to name names that are they that good? Like... Robert Horry overrated?
Robert Horry, yeah.
I mean, he just has 9,000 rings.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Charles Haley, right, with all the rings and football.
Is Tim Duncan overrated?
No, Tim Duncan's overrated.
I'm throwing out names. I'm not.
You gotta like Tim Duncan's game, man.
But, let's see. We gotta find somebody here.
Was Gastineau overrated?
Mark Gastineau, probably.
You know, I think the nickname came to me. What was it? The New York Sack Exchange or whatever that was.
New York Sack Exchange, yeah.
But was he? He had some good years, but I don't know.
What about Orlando Pace? Because remember, he came in as a big name.
Yeah.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't know. I don't want to say no because I'm not positive.
I don't think so. I think it's...
Could you say a guy like maybe Tony Mandrich?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He was number one overall pick.
Didn't
do anything.
Yeah. Tony Mandridge. Well, of course you got. I mean, these guys are. But what is the difference between overrated and busts? Because we can start
going Anthony
Bennett from UNLV.
Too bad there. But yeah,
too bad there. But you know, you can go down the list of Sam Bowie. But he wasn't overrated. He was just a bust.
He had the problems.
But he wasn't overrated. Nobody ever rated him high.
Right. He could play when healthy, of course. But he's just another one that got hurt.
Yeah.
I know some people don't agree with Bill Walton being in the Hall, but that's Naismith's Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not basically NBA.
Any of these guys overrated?
Oh, the Dream Team. Oh, what team is that one?
Yeah, Dream Team.
Oh, is that Pippen on the end?
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Mark Price overrated. Karl Malone overrated.
Now.
Christian Laettner. I don't think Christian Laettner ever got that pro overratedness. We already know Larry Michael and
I look Magic, at Pippen and I do say that.
Oh, Clyde. Yeah, Clyde was tough.
That team was the greatest team assembled in basketball, and they're all Hall of Famers, but did Michael make Pippen? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael will make a Pippen.
You're going to look at anybody on that team, but.
Yeah.
But that's tough. I don't know. That's a good question.
I bet you when we're watching sports, we're like, ugh.
Forgot about it.
I could do without watching him over dribble and shoot every time or jack it up. Yeah, I'm sure if we sit and think about it, we can come up with some people. I bet you on the football field, there's probably quite a few running backs or quarterbacks.
How about this? You and Paulie talked about it last week, Aaron Rodgers. Saying that he's not good.
He's phenomenal. But is he as good as the pedestal people put him on? Does he fit there?
When you think of all-time quarterbacks, does he pop out? Aaron Rodgers, top five. No.
Not top five.
You know what I mean?
No. But some people put him up there.
And he'll get in the hall.
Oh, he'll definitely.
He'll get in there.
I mean, he had some big years in Green
Super
Bay.
Bowl, yeah.
Big years. But I think Eli's kind of more the speed when you talk about overrated.
Yeah. I can agree with that a little bit. I know some Giant fans that I know that like him. I'm not going to like what I'm saying. But that was my feeling, man, watching him, Danny, make you pull your hair out.
Yeah, I believe it. Trying to think.
You know.
I never really had – I'm thinking with the Celtics. I'm thinking like Paul Pierce. I think he was the truth. I think he same as a lot of people, end of the career. Didn't love the end of the career, but I think that's a lot of pro athletes.
How about Emmitt Smith? Some think that offensive line made Emmitt Smith. What was the saying? Yeah. Barry Sanders played behind that line, right? And Barry Sanders was good, obviously.
Barry Sanders might be, Tom Brady's my guy. Barry Sanders might be my favorite NFL player of all time.
Yeah, he was
just
fun
to watch.
He was fun to watch. Absolutely.
His highlights. Yeah, he is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll have to put our thinking cap on and revisit that one. Yeah. Show 28. What do we got? 28.
28's a tough number, thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go back to the Redskins. Darryl Green. Remember Darryl Green?
Of course.
Fastest man in the NFL
Wide
for
receiver.
Years.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve again, Nebraska, my man.
Yep. Steve.
he's a
Darryl
Redskins
Green,
commander fan.
Used to have the Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, there it is.
The track and field where you'd come from other, and he was blazing. Darryl Green. Yeah, and the one of the big reasons I loved and liked Darryl Green is because my high school teammate and childhood friend was named Darryl Green. So. Yeah. It was wait a minute, Darryl Green, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's a tough number.
Yeah, 28.
I was trying to think NBA. I was even trying to think teams that I root
Marcus
for.
Smart? What number did Marcus Smart play?
For the Celts?
Yeah, 26, 28.
Man, we can look that up.
Let's look that up real quick before we go. I'm going to talk to the people while Mike looks this up.
What about Marshall Faulk?
Marshall Faulk, 26.
Rams Colts.
No? Is he?
Well, let's see. Let's do Marcus Smart first.
Boy, I should know Marcus Smart. And I don't think it's, I don't think it's 28.
Marcus Smart, your number.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And
I know sometimes the phone just doesn't want to cooperate.
Nah, it's all good. We're on. We're up to 53 minutes.
53.
We're right on.
We flew a little bit today, huh?
How did we do today, Kelsey? Great. We're gonna win.
You're right. 36.
36.
36.
Wasn't even close. I was off by 8.
And Marshall Faulk.
Sharp.
And Marshall Faulk. Yeah, 28.
Marshall Faulk's 28?
28 Rams Colts.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. But tough number.
29 is going to be a tough one, too. I got
one right off the top.
Do you really?
Head. Yeah.
29? All right, well, we'll save it.
Didn't even thought about that yet. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Actually, same two teams I just mentioned.
No way.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
No way.
We'll bring it next week.
I'll have to think about
and
it.
I'll have to think about some
it without,
more, of course.
without Googling it. We're going
to
try.
I'll have to think of some more.
Well, another good show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Hopefully we can have this up soon. And next week, I believe I'm good for Thursday, and then it gets tricky.
Yeah,
I almost called you and said, let's do this at the house this week because
we
so much going
that.
On. But I think I'm good next week, and then that's going to get tricky. We're at Utah Tech the week after that on Thursday.
Go up
Salt
that
Lake on Friday. boop, 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 boop. Here we go. We're on the road. We're going.
We'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out. Yep. But thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank
you. Have a great week. And hopefully when we see you guys next week, it'll be double digits in temperatures out here in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's supposed to finally get down into the 90s next week.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy. October is still pretty warm, but beautiful nights.
Yeah.
Nights out with Julie and I sit out back. And,
great.
Yeah, great nights. So anyway, thank you guys
thank
for tuning
guys.
In. And we will see you next time. Yep. Take care.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.